Greetings and salutations, my good citizens. This is the Renegade Baron of Kiwi speaking to you from the Round Table. Now, I must apologize in advance as I am feeling very under the weather today, and I apologize if I sound very monotonous, drab, and dull. That is just life as we know it. Of course, to start off, just a quick recap of what was talked about in the previous podcast. I discussed Catherine Hernandez's novel Scarborough and how it relates to me and how I felt about it, really. This edition of the podcast is paradoxically going to be both a celebratory one and a mournful one, as this week's podcast is the final one I shall be doing in relation to special topics in health humanities. And what better way to conclude a series of podcasts than to talk about a culmination, a climax of self-reflection about everything we have discussed so far. Now, to sum everything up, really, I had to undertake a final project and write a nice short story and a accompanying essay about a topic that was very close and sensitive to me. And I feel that project really encompasses everything that I wish to talk about today. As some of you may already know, my final project was about telling my story of depression using a very unorthodox method, and that was a manifestation through the game of Dungeons and Dragons. Now, most of you may know Dungeons and Dragons as that game nerds play in their mother's basements. That is certainly what I thought of it, until I actually played it and discovered, hey, this is something that could help. Of course, everyone deals with their illness or sickness condition in a multitude of different ways. For me, it was an interesting one. It was finding something to help me express myself, and that was Dungeons and Dragons. And as I played the game, as some of you may have read in my essay and my story, that I slowly realized that, hey, bad things will happen and will continue to happen. That's just life. But eventually, you will get your chance to be better. At least that is how I saw it. Life with depression to me became simple rolls of a 20-sided die, or the D20. As Dungeons and Dragons players know it as. And of course, I have a little bag with me full of little die. Nice little things you can hold in your hand and roll representative of your chances at succeeding or failure. 1 being a critical failure and 20 being a critical success. And by the time I thankfully came out of my terrible bout with depression, that was my rolling a 20 moment. That was my critical success. And I think overall, across the entire course of this semester, it's been very reflective of everything. And that's where Health Humanities comes in. That's where everything I've learned comes in. It's just important to get your story out there. It's important to give your voice a podium or a soapbox to stand up and speak, because not everyone will have the same experience. And just reading all these stories and even academic texts across the entire year, it's been really revealing to me. It's been sort of my rapturous moment of revelation. Oh, I'm sorry if I sound out of breath. It's kind of hard to speak while you're sick, but hey, speaking while you're sick is important, right? That's the whole point of these podcasts. But yeah, it's really been something else, and I really hope that the Health Humanities gains traction over the years. Right now at UTSC we have our little minor program in it, but maybe it could become a major. I don't know. I think it should become a major because it's so important. And just recently I edited my resume, my little resume profile, to sort of add in this little blurb where I say, hey, I want to incorporate the novel field of health humanities into whatever I work on or whatever you give to me, because it's important, not only in the health field, but in I think every single field, because the topic of sort of giving voice to those who are normally unheard is so important. So I do hope that it gains some popularity and traction as the years go on, but at the moment it's still kind of a, I don't want to say taboo, but let's just say taboo. Yeah, it's kind of a taboo subject, and everyone kind of smiles or smirks when you say, hey, I'm studying health humanities. Hey, what's that? This sounds pretty useless. No, it's not useless. It's actually very useful, as something I found out over the course of this university semester. And oh man, running out of time again. Wow, okay. Well, thank you for listening. It's you've been a great audience, I suppose. I've never really heard much feedback, but this is the Renegade Baron of Kiwi speaking to you from the round table, and signing off one final time. Good night, good morning, and farewell.